Psalm 31, a psalm of David. In you, O Lord, I have put my trust. Do not let me ever be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness. Extend your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock-founded stronghold to me, a fortified building to save me. For you are my rock and my stronghold. So, for your name's sake, conduct me and lead me. Extricate me from the net which they have hidden for me, for you are my fortress. I commit my spirit into your hand. You have redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated those who keep false idols, and I have trusted in the Lord. I will rejoice and be happy in your kindness, in that you have looked at my affliction. You have known my inner self in adversities, and you have not consigned me to the hand of the enemy. You have stood my feet in a safe place. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in straits. My eye is ravaged with grief, as are my mind and my body. For my life has been worn down with distress, and my years with sighing. My strength falters in my iniquity, and my bones have wasted away. I have been a reproach to all my adversaries, and very much so to my neighbours, and frightening to my acquaintances. Those who saw me in the open fled from me. I have been forgotten like one deceased, out of mind. I have become like an article going to waste. For I have heard the slander of many. There was fear all round, when they plotted together against me, when they contrived to take my life. But I put my trust in you, O Lord. I have said, you are my God. My times are in your hand. O rescue me from the hand of my enemies and those who pursue me. Shine your face on your servant. Save me in your kindness. O Lord, do not let me be ashamed, for I have called on you. Let the wicked be ashamed. Let them be silent at the grave. Let false-speaking lips be dumbfounded, which speak insolently against the righteous in arrogance and in contempt. How great your goodness is, which you have hidden away for those who fear you, which you have produced for those who trust in you in the presence of the sons of Adam. You will hide them in the secrecy of your face. You will conceal them in a booth from the brusque ways of man and from hostile talk. Blessed be the Lord, for he has shown his wonderful kindness to me in a fortified city. But I said in my haste, I have been cut off from the presence of your eyes. Truly you have heard my supplications uttered when I cried out to you. Love the Lord, all you people of his grace. The Lord is a guardian of the faithful, and an abundant retributor of him who behaves proudly. Be strong and may he encourage your heart, all you who are awaiting the Lord. Psalm 32, an instructive psalm of David. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered over. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I was silent, my bones wasted away. When I roared all day long, because day and night your hand was heavy on me, my moisture turned into summer drought. Selah. I acknowledge my sin to you, and I do not hide my iniquity. I have said, I will make confession concerning my transgression to the Lord. And you have forgiven the iniquity of my sin. Selah. On account of this, every man of grace will pray to you at a time when you may be found. Surely in the flood of great waters they will not be able to reach him. You are my hiding place. You keep me from adversity. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct you, and I will teach you the way by which you will go. I will counsel you with my eye. Do not be like the horse or like the mule, which cannot be made to understand, with a bit and bridle as their trappings to control them, otherwise they will not come close to you. The wicked will have many pains, but as for him who trusts in the Lord, kindness will surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Psalm 33. Shout for joy, you righteous, because of the Lord. Praise is becoming to the upright. Give thanks to the Lord with the harp. Make psalm melody with the ten-stringed lute. Sing a new song to him. Strike up skilfully with jubilation. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his dealings are performed faithfully. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the Lord's kindness. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and by the spirit of his mouth all their array. He gathers up the waters of the sea into an accumulation. He puts the depths in treasuries. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world be afraid of him. For he spoke, and it came to pass. He commanded, and it stood firm. The Lord frustrates the counsel of the nations. He thwarts the designs of the various peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands age-abidingly. The designs of his heart are from generation to generation. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his inheritance. The Lord looks on from heaven. He sees all the sons of Adam. From his place of residence he observes all the inhabitants of the earth. That is he who formed their hearts altogether, and who discerns all their works. No king is saved by greatness of military force. A warrior is not delivered by greatness of strength. A horse is a fallacious means of safety, and it does not provide deliverance by its great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who are waiting for his kindness, for their own salvation from death, and for their preservation in famine. Our being is waiting for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For in him our heart rejoices, for we trust in his holy name. O Lord, may your kindness be upon us, according to how we have waited for you.